This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you've had a happy holidays. This is our first show back for the new year, and we're glad to be back and glad to have you joining us. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite issues. If you've been following me for a long time, I love to talk about veterans. I'm a veteran, and I always believe that we have to keep the veteran issues first and foremost in the front of people's minds because of the sacrifices that those who have served have given. And we always want to make sure that as they're coming back and making these transitions, they're making transitions into great jobs, into entrepreneurship opportunities, and everything else. Today, we're going to be talking about what's going on. One of the big companies in the United States, Walmart, had made a major commitment to hire a large number of veterans. And today, we're going to be talking to them. And we have on the line General Gary Proffitt. He's in charge of their Walmart initiative in terms of hiring veterans. And he's been, you know, the lead person taking charge and going around the country and making sure that Walmarts are bringing on veterans in a number of different positions, not only management, but also store positions and everything else. General Proffitt, thank you for being back on Fed Access.
It's a pleasure to rejoin you, Derek, and Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. General, what's your exact title? Because I want to make sure that people know exactly what your title is at Walmart. I call you the czar there, but what does Walmart call you?
Well, first of all, I think you're being a little too charitable. I think they call me a lot of things, as you might expect, but my title is Senior Director of Military Programs.
Got you. General, what has the initiative been looking like? I mean, in terms of, you know, you guys made a serious commitment. You came up to D.C. when we met, was at the White House, and really kind of put forth an aggressive commitment to hire. How has that been looking?
Well, we're very gratified with the response that we've had. As you remember, Bill Simon, about a year ago, in a speech to the National Retail Federation, sort of outlined what has come to be known as the Veterans Welcome Home Commitment, along with some other initiatives at Walmart associated with Associate Opportunity and U.S. Manufacturing. And we couldn't be more excited about what has happened since fully implementing that commitment on Memorial Day. I guess the best way I could say that to you is we're nearing 30,000 new Walmart veteran associates in that 6 or 7 month period.
Wow. And I think the total commit, what was the total? Was it 100,000, General, over 5 years? Was that the total commitment?
Well, it was the most important part of the commitment, Derek, I think, which I tell people, which I describe to people as simple and elegant, is kind of in three parts. First, if you served and sacrificed for your country, as you said in the opening, you shouldn't have to fight for a job when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
And the second element was, we know that everyone doesn't want to work in retail, but if you do, there's a place for you at Walmart. And that's where we kind of provided the notion that we think that over 5 years, that will amount to more than 100,000 opportunities. We obviously are way over-indexing on that, as I frankly thought we would. But the most important part of that second element is the fact that there is a commitment to finding a place for those who want to join us at Walmart. And then the third element is Walmart can do a lot but think of how much more we could do if we all work together. And so we've challenged not only our retail industry colleagues, but also other industries to join us in what is really a great business initiative, because these are very, very talented people, as you know.
Yeah, definitely, without question. You know, when as it's reaching 30,000, and you know, and this was kind of a brand new initiative, and you know, and with every brand new initiative, you always kind of hit certain challenges and hurdles, unforeseen things that that always come out. Have you seen anything, any kind of challenges or unforeseen obstacles that have been to hiring veterans that maybe, you know, wasn't anticipated? But now you're saying, you know what, we've taken this and now we're making modifications based on this.
Sure. Whenever you do anything of such magnitude, you expect that you're going to capture some lessons and you're going to have to learn from those lessons and make adjustments to what you're doing. I will tell you that the good news is that they've been few, and they're mostly transparent to those that we're trying to reach in the veteran and military family community, and have been more associated with us making sure that we make process and systems adjustments,
right,
as we learn of them. And so that's another thing with which we're quite gratified, and why I think we've been able to make the kind of progress that we've made without it being obvious, the adjustments that we've had to make.
You know, in terms of the onboard, I know we had talked about this a long time ago, General, about, you know, when a military service person kind of makes that transition, and then sometimes going into, you know, either corporate America or, you know, just business America or any kind of firm, sometimes it's a big kind of awakening. Has Walmart done, you know, a lot in terms, and I know we talked about your onboarding process, or sometimes having veterans who are at stores kind of working with other veterans. Have you kind of fine-tuned the onboarding process to even make it smoother as people are kind of, you know, going through the process of trying to get on?
Well, you're referring, I think, to what we call the Veteran Champion Program, which is a formal, institutionalized onboarding process where we identify a champion in one of our stores, for example, that helps guide this new Walmart veteran associate through a process that is designed around a six-week period to make sure that they're able to assimilate into this new work environment and to be successful as quickly as possible. And we're pretty excited with the results that we've seen, but in that too, we've captured some lessons, and we're trying to make those adjustments as appropriate, and even extend it to places where we hadn't initially thought that we would use it. So excited about where we are, but as I told you when we first met, we're about 6 or 7 months into a 5-year commitment,
right,
and we're in this for the long haul, and excited where we are, but realize that this is a marathon.
Definitely. You know, as you look at the kind of the marathon process, and I know you mentioned it, because I was very impressed by the whole idea of the veteran champion. And when you just kind of said, maybe kind of, you know, taking it, is that a possible process that may just be kind of taken store-wide in terms of champion, and kind of say, not even just for veterans, but just an onboarding process that has been learned? You know, the military always is a great place that sometimes has great inventions that then go out to the rest of the public. Is that another thing that's going on in Walmart, that this champion program is now kind of branching off and saying maybe we should use this in other areas?
Well, Walmart has always had, I think, a pretty nice sponsorship effort.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, we think that we can learn things in this very focused part of our business, and that there are things that can be transferable to places that aren't necessarily focused on veterans and military families. The great part of the Champion program is in part a function of the fact that we, before we even were thinking of the Veterans Welcome Home Commitment, we had a foundation of veterans at Walmart that exceeded 100,000. And equally importantly, another 150,000 who were part of veteran and military families. So we had a huge pool of people who had elements of their experiential portfolio that were consistent with these new people that we were attracting to our organization.
You know, that's a good point. And what I want to do, I want to talk about that when we come back, because I know that, you know, as you mentioned, that Walmart did have a base of veterans already there. We got to take a quick break. We're talking about Walmart's Veterans Initiative. They made a commitment to hire a number of veterans, 100,000, maybe more. But they made a serious commitment as one of our corporate leaders in America to hire veterans. And we have General Gary Proffitt on the line. He's the one who's in charge of, he's a senior director of their military affairs, but he's the one who's in charge of overseeing this process of Walmart, you know, ensuring their commitment and ensuring that it's a serious commitment and that they're getting out there and bringing on these veterans, and also just being a business leader in a business in the community amongst other businesses and encouraging them to get on board in hiring veterans. We're talking about this, and we're going to keep on talking about this from Fed Access. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we're talking about veteran hiring, making sure that the commitment that veterans have in terms of coming back after serving, where they can find jobs or find business opportunity, the commitment that America has to veterans, making sure that that stays alive. One company that we all know, Walmart, has made a serious commitment to veterans and saying that, listen, if you come back and you've served your country, that there's a job opportunity there for you if you would like to work in this industry. And Walmart is amongst other companies who are making these commitments to veterans. And we want to make sure we highlight these things and make sure veterans know about these commitments, so if they're looking for job opportunities, they know where to go. We have on the line with us General Gary Proffitt. He's the senior director of Walmart's military affairs, and he's the one who's overseeing this effort for Walmart. General Proffitt, you know, I when I was down in Arkansas and I came down to visit you guys, you know, I was reading about Sam Walton, and he was, an Army captain. And so just between the founding of Walmart in terms of the you know, the Sam Walton, and then also other people have been, there's a lot of veterans, and like you said, within Walmart structure already.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, Derek, thank you for joining us during our Shareholders Week. I hope you got a sense of the culture of Walmart and the global nature of Walmart when you were here, and it was a pleasure to host you for that.
Without question. Thanks for having me.
To your point, we arguably date our relationship with the military to Captain U.S. Army Sam Walton, who founded the company over 50 years ago. And so that legacy has only grown over those years and is now borne by those 100,000 veterans that we have as associates and their veteran and military family members that number 150,000. Some great young people have and continue to join us even to this very day in those nearly 30,000 that you and I have talked about earlier this morning. But it's very nice to be able to put a face on some of them for you. When I first met you, we had taken a young man named O'Neill Garrett to the White House to meet the President and First Lady and Vice President and Dr. Biden and others. And this was a young man that had left the Marine Corps with a young family in the Camp Lejeune, Jacksonville, North Carolina area, and had found it difficult to find a position Subsequently to some of his efforts, took a part-time position at Walmart. And over the course of the 4 years before we met him, he was promoted 6 times and was in the process of completing the assistant manager and training program.
Wow.
That's just one aspect that we told you about 6 or 8 months ago when we first met. A recent example is a young man that I first met on Veterans Day who had joined us through the Veterans Welcome Home Commitment as an overnight stocker in one of our stores in Greenville, Tennessee. And since that time, in the first month he was with us, we learned that he had been an Army combat medic and was a perfect candidate to become a pharmacy technician in that store. And so he was promoted in that first month to become a pharmacy tech. And then just learned recently that he has begun our assistant manager and training program to once again advance in his post-military career, post-active duty military career, since he continues his service in the Tennessee Army National Guard, I believe. So those are just a couple of stories, and there are countless ones of those that kind of demonstrate not only that we have those jobs that we talk about at Walmart, but because associate opportunity is so broad and deep that those initial entry points can turn into careers for people who have those traits that we've talked about a number of times that are a part of the military value system.
You know, you bring up a great point. I know there's been a discussion, and you may have been part of that discussion. There's always been this discussion about when military people get out the military, especially for those like those who have served as medics or served in certain occupation, logistics specialists and things like that. And then sometimes, you know, them having a hard time getting the civilian equivalent type job because of certain certifications and everything else that aren't necessarily required in the military, but then when they get out of the military, they have a hard time, and the civilian sector doesn't always recognize the military work that they have done in order to kind of give them a certification, and a lot of times the work they have done far exceeds what the civilian sector would even require, but they've got to kind of start from scratch. Is that something that Walmart's kind of taking a look at and kind of saying, and maybe even discussion for America, General, even talking about that, is that something that you're seeing is starting to change?
Well, I think it continues to be a challenge, but it's something that is recognized, Derek, in this larger public private partnership in which we participate. It's, as you know, in many cases, licensing and certification is a state-by-state
requirement, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not something that you can kind of paint a broad brush, but there's a lot of very interesting work that's being done, and we're pleased to be a part of that discussion. But again, much more work to be done in order to really say that we've turned the corner on it.
Definitely. You know, as you kind of talk about that, and as you even just mentioned this one young man who now is the pharmacy tech, do you think, and is Walmart doing this, do you think that companies need to do a lot more assessment of people's backgrounds to kind of find, especially if you're looking at veterans, you know, people's backgrounds to kind of say, what did you do in the military? And is part of this also helping HR people within companies, if they haven't served in the military, kind of, you know, help maybe educating them to say, hey, listen, this person did this in the military. This may be equivalent to A, B, C, and D within our company, especially for, you know, major companies like yourself or other, you know, retailers or, you know, people who have a large amount of jobs, whether in logistics and in management and other areas. Does that need to be done more?
We take very seriously, Derek, our responsibility to train and empower our recruiters and hiring managers. And it's a continuing process because in an organization the size of Walmart, you can't do it once and then think you've accomplished it. You have to continue to work at it. And it is also something that has to be a responsibility jointly owned by the services and the Department of Defense and the Departments of Labor and Veterans Affairs and those of us in the private sector who so want to include these folks in our teams. Very much an ongoing process, but I think we're making progress in those areas. I will tell you that one of the things that, as we look forward, we would like to see in more and better ways is an opportunity to have a conversation with folks prior to their transition from the military so that they can better understand their career aspirations and their portfolios of that represent their personal brand and how those relate and where the gaps exist and how to fill them and how to offer those their interest in industries and in companies better than we see today, which is why we believe that and our whole process is designed to have not only a technological low-touch aspect that is able to scale the way Walmart needs it to, but also a higher-touch personal aspect that represents counseling that we can offer to people to help them through that process.
We're talking to General Gary Proffitt. He's a senior director in charge of the military affairs side of Walmart. He's the one who is in charge of overseeing Walmart's initiative to hire a number of veterans who have served. If they want a career working for a company like Walmart, Walmart has opened the doors and said that they have a commitment to hire veterans who are interested in that, and then also have a commitment not only just to hire, but also to promote them and to help them excel and succeed as they get into an organization like that. We're talking about veteran issues, talking about veteran hiring and making sure this stays on the forefront of people's minds. And we're going to keep on talking about that. And General, when we come back, I want to talk about some of the efforts, your charitable things, Operation Homefront, and everything else as we come back into the next segment. We're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. George on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about veteran issues. We're talking about veteran hiring, and we're talking about Walmart's commitment to hire veterans. They have made a serious commitment to hire 100,000, but that could go larger. That is not necessarily a number that they're putting a cap to it. They just made a serious commitment to hire veterans, and we're talking to General Gary Proffitt. He's the one in charge of their veterans effort, and they, you know, the seriousness of it that they've put a person, a general in charge of it, a former general in charge of the effort to go out there and make sure that Walmart is ensuring their commitment all over the country in hiring veterans. General, we were talking before and we were talking about the dynamics and some of the lessons learned, you guys making sure that your HR people know, your recruiters know about and understand about the military dynamics and everything else. As we look into making sure that people understand what veterans have to offer. What is your take on in terms of veteran transition? And you were mentioning about we had to get DOD involved in this conversation a lot earlier. Me and you have both been on the side of military, and we've seen the dynamics of transition taps and all the other kind of things. I've always thought that it needs to be a lot more going on within the military, maybe even providing internships while people are in the military. But you know, in that conversation, what needs to change? And because I mean, we've been having this conversation for many, many years about how do we, you know, prepare people to transition better, and it always seems to stall at some point and doesn't seem to really get anywhere. What do you think needs to change in terms of maybe DOD? And I know people are doing good work, but sometimes it doesn't seem like that everything is gelling. What do you see from the corporate side, and then also being from the military side? What needs to change?
Well, I think we're having really nice discussions, Derek, with the services and with the Department of Defense. As you know, the transition assistance programs have undergone an evolution and are certainly far better than they were when I left active duty. But I think there's more that we can do to create this pipeline of talent that is recognizing the fact that almost everyone is going to transition from the military to a second career, and that we need to help prepare people for that far earlier. And one of the ways that we think the private sector can help is to participate in that discussion earlier and to be helpful to these folks who then are part of what Bill Simon called an American renewal, a very important work that we've seen in the post-conflict years throughout our history. And so I just think that continuing dialogue between those of us who care about these very talented people and our public sector partners will probably continue to move that toward the place where it will both be helpful for those of us who value them and those who are valued. So if I can answer the question that way, I think that's the way it makes sense to me.
It definitely seems to be a lot more progress being made. Are you seeing, and I know, you know, and we talked about, you know, Walmart kind of taking the lead, and but also encouraging other companies. I mean, what are you seeing from the corporate? I mean, as you talk to other corporations, you know, large companies like yourself, or maybe mid, and maybe some of the smaller companies, are you seeing the commitment growing? I do get concerned as we start to get off a war footing, off Afghanistan, and we're past Iraq now, and now we've kind of gotten to this moment of peace a little bit. And sometimes military issues kind of fall to the wayside when, you know, there's nothing major, a major conflict is not going on. But are companies still as enthusiastic about veteran issues as when it was, you know, when we were in full war mode?
I think that I would respond in two ways. First, I would say that we have we're among a number of large and small companies who very value this group of very talented people, not because it's philanthropy, and I know we're going to get a chance to tell you in a minute about the work we do there as well, but because it's great business. When we first met, you might remember that we had helped arrange a meeting at the White House with the Office of the First Lady, right, where we had invited 50 of the largest companies in the United States, and 43 of them showed up, and we were all talking about working together. Companies, frankly, that aren't often in the same room about things that are important to them and important to the country. So I continue to be very optimistic. With that said, however, I think we all ought to feel a great sense of urgency because, to your point, as we continue to think about the future in Afghanistan after the end of this year, I think we all ought to be a bit concerned that these issues begin to fade from the public kind of sensitivity, and I think that we've got a limited window of opportunity to get this right, mm-hmm, and we're pushing ahead a pace, if you will, to make sure that we do our part to to make sure that that's the case.
You know, do you see that, and I know that we talked about the number, the 30,000 that you have already brought aboard. Do you see that the veterans, do they know about what's going on? I mean, or are you finding that there's still a lot of veterans who don't know about these hiring initiatives? I mean, is the word getting out to the veterans? I mean, or does a better job need to be done in order to make sure that all veterans know, hey, these are companies who have made commitments to hire you? Where do you see that's at right now?
Well, I think we're in a pretty good place, Derek, but I think that creating and maintaining top of mind awareness is, mm-hmm. is always something on which we need to work, and we continue to invest resources to do that. We're grateful, for example, that you're helping us do that today. The more we can talk in all media and reach as many audiences as we can, we think that that's a good thing. But you can't talk about these things often enough. And so we're always grateful for the opportunity, not just to tell people what Walmart's doing, but to encourage people to think about it for themselves.
Right. And to think about it, you know, in a dynamic, and I know we just kind of both pointed out this concern, this short window. I mean, you know, that is definitely my concern that, you know, there may be 1 to 3, maybe 5 years within this time cycle. And I hope that the momentum is not lost by, you know, whether it be politicians, or by corporate America, or, by DOD, by with the VA. I really do hope that these conversations that we're having right now are not just right now conversations, because I do think that we can turn the table and make it that going into the military is a great starting point. But it also, and we know that it gives you a lot of great skills and everything else. But the transition is made so much more smoother into the other sectors. And I'm glad Walmart's taking that effort. We're going to take a quick break. General, when we come back, we're going to talk about the charitable giving that Walmart is doing. I know you were involved with Operation Homefront. I also want to kind of talk about, as we go into the last segment, what is the future of veteran hiring, and what does the aggressiveness of getting a veterans hired look like in terms of Walmart and maybe corporate America? We're talking to General Gary Prophet. He's the Senior Director of Military Affairs for Walmart. He's in charge of Walmart's initiative to get them to maintain their commitment and to continue to excel at their commitment of hiring veterans and making sure they succeed once they get on with Walmart. And we're talking about this in terms of not just Walmart, but just all over America, corporate America, small companies, big companies, mid-sized companies, making sure that they're also committed to hiring veterans. We'll be right back after this break. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're talking about veteran issues today. If you have joined us before and you've heard the show before, as you know, that this is one of my topics that I am very, very serious about. And we're going to always continue to talk about it because it's so important. We're talking to General Gary Prophet. He's director, senior director of military affairs from Walmart. They have a commitment to hire 100,000 veterans and more. It's not necessarily quantifiable. That's a number that was put out there. But they're saying, hey, listen. And if you're a veteran, we want to talk to you. We may have a position for you within our company, and we can help you grow and help you succeed. General, we've been talking about what Walmart's been doing. We've been talking about kind of the transition and what it looks like. I know you guys have also been involved in giving to some organizations and making sure you're helping veterans. Operation Homefront, talk to us about some of these charitable giving things you guys have been doing that's helping military families and helping veterans.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about this part of our work. We've been talking initially, Derek, about the importance that we place on these very talented people joining our team as associates. But complementary to that, as you know, Walmart and the Walmart Foundation are dedicated to supporting our nation's military and its families. And the manifestation of that in part is our commitment of $20 million to veteran and military families, family issues through 2015. We think by giving back to local military families, we help and show our dedication to building stronger communities. By, as you have said more eloquently than I can, supporting those who have served and sacrificed. and helping those at home who support them. You've mentioned our work with Operation Homefront, and I would just add to that the important work that we've done over the holidays with the Fisher House Foundation, and where collectively to them we donated $2 million to help provide toys and meals and lodging to military families in the greatest need of support. And a part of that donation also helped hundreds of active duty service members come home for the holidays. And we couldn't be more proud of the opportunity to do that for such a deserving group of Americans.
You know, in kind of looking at this, you know, a lot of people have always, talked about, the need for military families. I mean, the sacrifice, a lot of times people are deployed, and that sometimes puts a strain on, General, just kind of deployments for a long period of time or traveling for, being uprooted from different places and having to go from base to base and everything else puts a strain on a lot of families. And then also now we even have a whole new dilemma of a number of wounded warriors that are out there who are now struggling to kind of get back on their feet. Is part of the efforts of Walmart to kind of deal with each one of these components?
Absolutely. We want to offer career opportunities to those who have served and sacrificed and represent all different kinds of parts of the military community constituency, whether they're wounded, ill, or injured heroes, their families and caregivers, generally current conflict veterans and those who've served in previous conflicts, women veterans, student veterans. Our interest lies in all of those places, and I would certainly have a difficult time going home if I didn't also mention the important work that we think we must do for military spouses and other families.
You know, is the commitment, when we talk about kind of the dynamic to commitment to hiring veterans, does that also kind of transition over to military? Like, so if a veteran came in and said, hey, I want to work for Walmart, but then they also say, hey, listen, I have my spouse, I want to get some of my family in. Does that commitment also kind of move to them as well?
We're a part of the Military Spouse Employment Partnership.
Okay.
And I think that it's important that we probably recognize the fact that by many counts, we're the largest employer of military spouses in the country. And an important part of that interest is the fact that we have, for the last couple of 3 years, had something called the Military Family Promise, where we've been able to, frankly, turn jobs into careers by allowing military spouses to have job guarantees when their spouse is moved to an assignment in a different part of the country. And we can do that where some people can't because mm-hmm. of the corporate footprint that we maintain. But I know of a story, for example, where we have a military spouse who has been with us for 18 or 20 years and has moved across the world from Hawaii to New York with her husband. And last I knew, she was in a customer service role up in the state of New York, I think.
Wow. Wow. You know, that's an awesome commitment. And I don't necessarily think that a lot of people understand, especially if you haven't served in the military or been involved with the military family, that there is a lot of uprooting when, whether it be deployments or whether having to move to new positions and new assignments at other bases. So that commitment to allow a spouse to maintain her job or, his job as the family has to move because of these things provides a sense of stability that is very, very helpful in terms of keeping the family going. You know, General, we got about 2 minutes left. As you look at the future for, the commitment and being aggressive in the future of this, what does it look like? I mean, is it still kind of putting this footprint out there and then bringing on more veterans? You know, is after the 5 years, do you think that there'll be a renewed commitment? Where is it we're going to go from here?
Well, number one, we continue to do things, and have just recently, for example, begun to implement what we call a talent exchange, which recognizes the fact that, as we said earlier in our discussion, everyone doesn't want to work in the retail business, but these are still very talented people, and if we can help them find and realize their career aspirations, we want to do that. The second thing I would say to you that is that we're not resting on our laurels. We are continuing to evaluate our commitment and seeing if we can do more, both to benefit ourselves, certainly, and to benefit those who have given so much. And I think that as we go approach the anniversary of the full implementation of the commitments on Memorial Day, we may have a better idea of what that means. But I think importantly, since we talked at the very outset about how we essentially have had a relationship with the military and with veterans and with military families in our DNA that came from the founder, I think that the future is endless with respect to that support and interest on the part of Walmart.
So basically what we're looking for, and hopefully not only with Walmart, but just from other corporate, you know, America businesses and everything else, is that the commitment, you know, not only is just, and you mentioned something very, very important, General, is that it's not charity. And I've always liked when you said that it's not charity that we're trying to hire veterans. We see this as good business. And I think that's something that has to be remembered, that you're not giving somebody a handout, but you're giving somebody who is, you know, very skilled, has served their country and has learned a lot of great skills. You're giving them an opportunity, but the opportunity is not only going to benefit them, but it's going to benefit the organization as a whole.
They, veterans and military families from Sam Walton forward, helped to build this company. And they represent, in my view, part of the next generation of Walmart that will take it into the next century.
General, that's a great way to end it. Thank you so much. We're going to continue to check in with you, General, as the year goes by and as other events take place that Walmart is having. Please let us know so that we can get the word out about what's going on. But if anybody hears, Walmart definitely has this initiative. General, is there a certain place they should go on the website?
Yeah, it'd be great if anybody that has interest in our commitment or in Walmart would visit our military microsite, which is www.walmartcareerswithamission.com.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, General. Keep up the good work, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, my pleasure, Derek. Good to see you.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.